This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. First up, happy Valentine's Day. And on that note, have you ordered or received flowers? We're asking because we're here to rain on everyone's bouquet with a discussion on the global flower shortage.
Yeah, we're being grinchy. I suppose we should say
practical.
That up front.
I like to say practical.
We could have done a zillion different things. We could have done a historical deep dive into the origins of Valentine's Day. We could have done, all sorts of things. Even a touch of consumerism, perhaps. But instead, we're just saying global flower shortage, what you want. So anyways, there is, in fact, a global shortage of flowers because of pandemic-related supply chain challenges, labor shortages, poor weather conditions, determining what kinds of flowers grow or what flower growers have chosen to grow. And so all of these things mean that your bouquet may be more costly this year and may in fact look different, right? The flowers that we associate with this time of year have not been as readily available. According to Li Pingfo, the president of the Cameron Highlands Floriculturists Association, local flower production has reduced because many flower farmers have actually resorted to diversifying their crops, growing vegetables to survive the pandemic. And during the lockdown last year, flower farmers were actually forced to dump hundreds of tons of produce when no lorries were allowed to transport them out of the farms. And previously, there were also reports that the movement restrictions and lockdowns last year resulted in losses of over 60 million ringgit for these farmers. And I think that this actually is something that's been mirrored by flower growers, flower farmers around the world. This is something that everyone's been facing.
Yes, and it's such a sort of it's such an interconnected framework that it is worth looking at how the global situation then leads back to our local situation, because the limited number of international flights from major flower exporting countries such as Kenya and South America has essentially caused a spike in the price of flowers. Now, Malaysia imports flowers from countries like China, Kenya, Ecuador, India and Holland. And so Lee says that if we look at a pre-pandemic import price of, say, 24 stalks of roses for 25 ringgit, the wholesale price was about 70. The wholesale price was about 40. But that price could now shoot up to 40 for the import price and 70 for the wholesale price, which is almost a doubling of those prices. And that's particularly during seasons like Valentine's Day, when naturally demand for flowers go up. And according to florists, the selling prices for local flowers have risen between 10 to 20% for local ones and 30 to 40% for imported ones.
Which means that some florists, I think everybody is having to make certain adjustments. But in the case of some florists, they're actually choosing to sit it out entirely. So, for example, a local business, Nook Flowers, announced that it would not be participating this year, saying, what we've been talking about, right? Flower prices are high. They will only increase further leading up to Valentine's Day. And because they have an ethos of responsible floristry, that's a hard one, and supporting grown, not flown, all of that gets compromised if we rely on imported stock. So that's where they're headed. But I think that in general, and if I'm judging by the kinds of things that I've been seeing on social media, people haven't given up on flowers this year. I think it's just so much a mainstay of, I don't want to call it a holiday. I know that that's what Americans call it, but it's so much a mainstay of this day that we haven't seen people give it up. However, I think that something like the pandemic does mean that people are perhaps rethinking the things that they used to be able to rely on, like Valentine's Day being such a mainstay in the florist business, or being able to assume that bouquets would cost a certain kind of price every year. That's clearly not the case.
Yes, and I do wonder how this also changes consumer behavior, in the sense that, are they asking for different kinds of flowers? Are they perhaps choosing not to do flowers at all and opting for something else? I don't think we think of flowers as being impacted so much by global economy and transport networks, but the reality is that they are. And so much of this is an example of how something as perhaps superficial as sending a bouquet of flowers on Valentine's Day actually can be related to all of these larger things that are happening around us. I wanted to ask whether you are a flower person, Lynn, Valentine's or otherwise.
Yes, but not on Valentine's. So I do love flowers. I love the gesture. I do think that they're a day brightener whenever you get them. As they start to wilt and die, perhaps less so. But the initial joy is quite great. For Valentine's, though, no. And that's partly because I don't love roses in the first place. They're not my favorite. So I don't have that kind of attachment. And then after that, I think at my heart, I'm just too practical to participate in the increase in price and the rush around the day itself. I do like them for, you know, anniversaries, birthdays and the like.
Same. I mean, I like flowers. I'm not going to say no if someone decides to send me flowers for Valentine's Day, but I do tend to go for the non-traditional ones anyway. You know, I tend to send them to my mom sometimes Valentine's, and often not, as you said, maybe the roses are the ones that tend to shoot up around times like this. But we would like to hear from you. Are you a flower person for Valentine's Day? Did you notice a price difference this year? We're talking about this because there is a global shortage of flowers happening right now. So that's what we're talking about this Valentine's Day. You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Putri Nurul Nadira, founder of Flurry Flowers. So keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:13. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we are talking about a global flower shortage and how that's impacting flower prices and the demand for flowers here in Malaysia during Valentine's Day. So we would like to hear from you. Are you a flower person for this day? Did you notice a price difference? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us is Putri Nurul Nadira, founder of Flurry Flowers. Putri, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
So how big a spike do you usually experience in terms of sales and orders for Valentine's Day?
It is a significant increase to our daily sale orders. I won't lie, it's quite overwhelming. But at the end of the day, Valentine's Day is all about flowers, isn't it? So in terms of spike, last time you're looking at about 5-figure sales per day. So that's quite great.
And you mentioned last time, but what about this year? How have orders for flowers been this year compared to the past?
Okay, I would say that it's not that great. I wouldn't throw a figure to you, but you're looking at about 60% decrease in sales. Yeah, so it's not a good year for us.
Now, this is happening amidst a global flower shortage. Has this impacted your business and how?
Okay, it has impacted us, you know, tremendously because it's been challenging, you know, COVID has dampened our sales, you know, and it has affected our daily orders, you know. And the reason why is because when we're looking at the freight issue as well, the supply chain and the supplies has decreased. When the sales has decreased, the supply has decreased as well. So it's really hard for me to deal with our suppliers because every time we have a certain arrangement that we want to do, like Valentine's Day, it's all about roses, right? So you're looking at about 50% decrease in the supplies for roses this year. So you're looking at, you know, thousands of florists in Malaysia itself. So with this, I have to reduce my orders for the Valentine's Day. So it has impacted us really bad. But I have to keep going. I have to just do it and just cater to our clients.
So considering the difficulties with supply and the shortage, how have you been coping or adapting, especially with your existing arrangements? I mean, what have you been changing around?
We're quite fortunate. The majority of our flowers are bespoke flowers, like Flurry Flowers is known for the bespoke pieces, so which gives us a good lead time to plan on our purchase strategy. So we would order beforehand, like a week or two, and because of if we have any shortages for flowers, we have time to speak and educate our customers on the predicament. So planning ahead is useful. So that's how we adapt to the shortage. We try to meet our customers' demands and their orders, but at the same time, if we can't do it, then we can't.
Now, you did mention that shortage of supply because of the global shortage. How reliant are florists here on imported flowers, and are local flowers perhaps a viable and sustainable option?
Okay, to be honest, I use mostly imported flowers. They have longer lifespan, they are more durable, and they also look so much better. And to be honest, the most ideal time frame from field to vase is in 3 to 5 days. So imagine having imported flowers from Colombia, Ecuador, Holland or China, you know, going through air freight to my shop, you know, regardless of the hassle, imported flowers are still the best for my customers. And in terms of local flowers, if you remove the freight factor by air, truck or van, it is definitely the most sustainable option. You know, however, cut flowers requires high water use and chemical runoff. It can generate serious carbon emission because of the high refrigeration and long-haul transport. So to answer your question, it's a big yes. So hooray for our local growers and flowers.
I wanted to return to the issue of the shortage and actually cost, especially considering the difficulties overall in the supply chain. Can you give us a sense of how much the cost of flowers has risen, particularly leading up to Valentine's?
Okay. The increase of cut flower prices started late 2021. So they increased it about 50%, so which wasn't much of an increase. You know, florists can still manage and maintain our prices without increasing prices to our customers. So we take in a little bit lesser. So, but in January this year is where the price has risen additional 100% on top. And on Valentine's Day itself, additional 150%. So the spike about plus minus, depending on the seasonal flowers, you're looking at about 300%. So yes, the flowers has increased, you know, a lot on Valentine's Day itself.
And because of this, right, we're actually seeing some florists opting not to participate in Valentine's Day because of these high prices. Is this something you considered as well?
I feel for them. I truly understand the big move to not participate because Valentine's Day is our day, our money-making day, you know. But I'm sure they have weighed the pros and cons. I've seen a lot of florists advertising that they're not participating. But fortunately, it wasn't part of our plan simply because we needed the money to recover. So we braved ourselves to go on with it. Like I said, mentioned earlier, like we don't take in as much orders as before. But it definitely helped us this year.
You mentioned the demand and how there's been a decrease in orders this year for you. Do you think that attitudes towards gifting flowers has changed because of the pandemic, or is it just people not being in the mood?
I think absolutely. Like, to be honest, the pattern now is they go for lower price bouquets. There's nothing wrong with that. I truly understand. But because people are now able to dine in, to celebrate and meet up with their friends, I think they would rather spend more money on that than buying flowers for their loved ones. So our strategy now as well is that we buy, we sell lower price bouquets, but, you know, but keeping our quality intact. And we don't really increase it that much, but we just want to keep and be in line with our branding as well. So even though there's a reduce in prices, but, you know, we keep up with the quality as well.
And speaking of which, how understanding have customers been when it comes to any potential increase in the pricing?
As a business, of course, our profit margin is so important to us. However, I am mindful of our customers' experience and sensitivity to cost. Even though the flower market inflates, I try to minimize the knock-on effect to my customers and explain to them that they may opt for lesser value flowers in these difficult times. And I'm very lucky that, you know, all my customers are truly understanding. You know, it's comforting to know that.
You were mentioning that customers are looking for slightly different things, whether it's perhaps lower price bouquets and so on. For the rest of this year or moving ahead, are you thinking about including other experiences into the package of buying flowers? I mean, I don't know, hampers or, you know, just thinking about those sorts of things.
Exactly. You know, because we have an e-commerce platform, it is much more easier bundling up with other, collaborating with other partners. You know, what I am doing now is I'm doing a lot of collaboration with businesses out there. You know, I have Ben and Chinta on board, which they particularly use, but particularly sell cookies. So we bundled them up together just for a value-added thing for our bouquets as well. So you're right, no, people are no longer looking for strictly bouquets. They want something on top. So we do give them that option, like having chocolates, balloons, or even gifts. We are like personal shoppers now. Like if a customer wants a perfume to be bundled in our flowers, we do that for them for a fee. Like it's not much. It's only like 10 ringgit additional if you want us to run out to buy to buy them something. So yeah, we need that. That is what every customer is looking for now, that value added thing to our bouquets.
Putri, moving forward, what do florists need to have in place to remain resilient, to remain sustainable? Yeah. What lessons have you learned in the last 2 years?
Okay, I think having an e-commerce platform helps so much. But we're quite lucky because we have established as how we started first as an online florist. That has helped us in reaching to our customers more. We also need to have multiple revenue channels, like doing events, you know, day-to-day deliveries. We have to approach our corporate clients for more. And like I mentioned before, collaborating with our local partners, you know, which builds our strong ecosystem for resilience.
Putri, thanks for speaking with us today.
No worries. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Putri Nurul Nadira, founder of Flurry Flowers. And that's, of course, because one, it's Valentine's Day, but also it's Valentine's Day amidst a global flower shortage. So we would like to hear from you. Are you a flower person for Valentine's Day? And did you notice a price difference this year? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this from Maggie.
Maggie says, I haven't been sending flowers for Mother's Day, Valentine's, etc. for a long time, ever since the price increased ridiculously every time the occasion arised. I'd rather give a blunder instead, based on my budget and the merit of the case. Now I reserve flowers to cheer the sick or for condolences. In fact, condolence flowers seem rather cheap for the quantity or the type of blooms offered, probably because there's no sudden increase in demand for it. Maggie, that's interesting. I think that point about condolences, though, often it's the type of flower, right, as much as anything else.
Absolutely. And one of the things I really appreciate about a lot of our florists these days is that they do try, I think, and understand that not everyone wants to pay top dollar for like 24 red roses. And so there are often options and beautiful little arrangements that hopefully you can afford at any price point. And also, I think, worth thinking about not associating just one kind of flower with a particular kind of experience. As I said, I love flowers, but I do get the whole, is it worth spending that much on sentiment?
I used to love flowers so much more before I realized that watching them die over a week bums me out. And so now it's kind of, you know, it needs a balance, right? I need to think about whether or not the joy of receiving the bouquet is worth the coming down every day and going, another one bites the dust.
Well, on that note, are you a flower person for Valentine's Day? In a larger sense, have you noticed a price difference this year? Do weigh in. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.